This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Star campaigners of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies for the first and second phase of Lok Sabha polls. The polling for the first phase is on the 19th of this month. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Rai Ganj parliamentary constituency in support of the party candidate today. He accused TMC leader Mamata Banerjee for spreading rumours about CAA. TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee also addressed a public meeting in support of the party's Lok Sabha candidate from Kooch Bihar. He said the BJP does not know the culture of West Bengal. In Tripura, campaigning reached its crescendo for the Tripura West parliamentary constituency. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a roadshow in Agartala today. Speaking on the occasion, the Congress leader accused the BJP of not providing employment to youth. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address an election rally at Agartala tomorrow. In Manipur, the polling personnel deployed for interior and far-flung areas have started their journey to the designated polling stations from today. In Tamil Nadu, electioneering has reached a feverish pitch as prominent leaders of all political parties are campaigning. BJP leaders JP Nadda, Rajnath Singh and leaders of other parties are canvassing for their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a roadshow at Tiruvannamalai today. Speaking on the occasion, he said there should be a unified culture in the country. However, electioneering at Modakurichi, DMK youth wing leader and state sports minister Udayanidhi Stalin blamed the centre for the unequal share of revenue in GST to the states, especially for Tamil Nadu. In Rajasthan, leaders of BJP, Congress, Rashtriya Lok Tantrik Party, CPIM and other parties campaigned at various places today. In Uttar Pradesh, the process of filing nominations for the third phase of parliamentary elections is going on. Samajwadi Party candidate and sitting MP Dimple Yadav filed her nomination papers today from Mainpuri seat, which falls in this phase. BJP candidate Jaiveer Singh filed his nomination from this seat yesterday. The Election Commission has said around 200 complaints have been filed by various political parties and candidates since the implementation of the Model Code of Conduct. Out of the total complaints received, action has been taken in 169 cases. The Model Code came into effect on the 16th of March with the announcement of the general elections to the Lok Sabha. In a related development, the Commission today barred Congress leader Randeep Singh Surjewala from campaigning for 48 hours over his remarks against BJP leader Hema Malini. Mr. Surjewala has been banned from holding any public meetings, rallies, roadshows and interviews as well as public appearances in media for 48 hours starting from 6 p.m. this evening. In Chhattisgarh, 29 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Kanker district of Bastar division today. Three jawans of border security force, including an inspector, were injured in the gun battle. Union Finance Minister and senior BJP leader Nirmala Sitharaman has said India has been the fastest growing economy in the last three consecutive financial years and this growth can continue in the coming years as well. Interacting with industrialists and businessmen in Jaipur today, Ms. Sitharaman said the next 25 years will be critical for India. She said in the financial year 2023-24, India witnessed a growth rate of 8% in three quarters and is expecting a similar level of growth in the fourth quarter. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, today raised India's gross domestic product GDP growth projection to 6.8% for the financial year 2024-25. In its update to the World Economic Outlook, the IMF has raised 30 basis points from its January forecast of 6.5%. In its report, the IMF said growth in India is projected to remain strong at 6.5% in FY 2025-26, with a robustness reflecting continuing strength in domestic demand and a rising working age population. With this, India continues to be the fastest growing economy of the world ahead of China's growth projection of 4.6% during the same period. In IPL cricket, match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Rajasthan Royals is underway at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Chasing a target of 224 runs, Rajasthan Royals were 47 for 2 in 4.2 overs a short while ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.